You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Y'all might recognize... Oh, hold up, we gotta do our dance.
Hey, is that the Men in Black? Sounds like Men in Black.
No, it's... Will Smith sampled it for Miami. Naimo, Ami, Ami. But it's actually The Whisper is where the original.
Nice.
The beat goes on.
I learned everything and something new.
Well, now y'all wondering who this pretty little girl is. You might have seen her before, but her name is Valley.
Hi.
What up, girl?
What's good?
Thank you for coming in studio. I'm loving your hair. Can we get a little turn right there?
Yeah, a little turn.
Got a little pink, purple. We got some blonde.
Yeah.
I'm digging the hairstyle.
Thank you.
I'm into it.
Thank you.
You have a great energy about you, I must say.
Thank you. It's the coffee.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Before we get started in digging into your brain, I want to dig into your brain and go over some hot topics this week. This is called the Six Mix. So I'm going to play six songs for you.
Okay.
Just quick little clips. And we're going to talk about them. These are six songs that came out this week.
Okay, cool.
The first song is Alicia Keys featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's on again.
It's on again.
Here we go.
And everybody know the story of David and Goliath, but this is bigger than Trump. This is for the warrior. This is for you and I. This is for euphoria. Give me your peace of mind. God is recording this. Won't you look in the sky? Tell him that you got the behavior of your neighbor. Even when stability's never in your favor. Fly with the turbulence. Only last a minute. Land on your dreams and recognize you live it. Walk through the valley and peaks with bare feet. Whoa. Run through the flames. There's more passion for me. Whoa. A glass testimony just so the world can see. Better wounds on me. You're watching me lick them clean. I know. My pride, my goals, my eyes, my love. I know it's mind control. I know I can prosper, no imposter. Prosecute my posture. I stand up and I stand by you.
I am a freedom fighter, the name that history wrote. And even through disaster, I held the tiger for hope. I'm trying to find my way back. There's no day off for heroes. And even when I'm tired, go is the only word. And the night is taking over.
Alicia Keys, Kendrick Lamar, it's on again. How you feeling?
I love her.
You're a big Alicia Keys fan?
I love her. I grew up in the same building as her.
Really?
Yeah, and we had the same piano teacher. So
that's kind of epic.
Yeah, so for me, I'm like, she just wins no matter what.
But how do you feel about that? Because I feel like Alicia Keys, she's kind of always kind of kept the same sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bringing Kendrick onto the track, I feel it's a little harder than we've ever kind of heard Alicia Keys.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Girl on Fire, but with like more rock, I guess, edge to it. Kendrick reminds me of Eminem on that for some reason.
Yeah.
A little
like
bit.
Like he was going real like, angry.
Real
like,
angry. And then
so
she was like,
talk about
I have the tiger. And he's like, wait. I'm a big fan of hers, but I don't know. I don't know yet. I have to like hear it a couple more times to like feel it, you know?
All right. Next song. So I was telling you a little bit about this Jay-Z Drake beef, right?
Yes.
All right, so I told you Drake came after Jay, then Jay came after Drake.
You can't go after Jay, to me.
Well,
I mean,
people
like,
are saying that Drake did it.
Yeah,
that Drake is the winner out of this.
Yeah, but
battle.
who started this culture that everyone is obsessed with now?
True that.
Like, let's be real.
True that.
You know.
Let's take a listen. This is Drake Draft Day with his little slang at Jay-Z.
All right, let's see this.
And he's sampling Do Up from Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Draft day, Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins. Fuck that other side, bitch, we stay winning. Oh, man, you know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Yeah.
Drake, Draft Day. And so one of the quote that follows that is, he says, I'm focused on making records and getting bigger. Just hits, no misses. Mrs. in reference to Jay and what he said to him. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm happy that this is happening.
Me too.
Because I really miss when hip hop was like this, when people were kind of coming at each other and like their crews were forming, and it was just like you wanted to hear what the disses were. It just brought another element to hip hop, which has been missing for so long because everyone's just focused on the number one single instead of like the culture. I'm so into the culture, so that's kind of fly.
I love that. But one thing I like about this beef is I feel like when we got, remember like 50 Cent versus Ja Rule, it was like kind of violent.
Or Fat
it was
Joe.
Like, yeah. And it was like, and 50 Cent just destroyed these people's careers, lives. I feel like this is harmless. I feel like it's Jay will throw a shot, Drake will throw
a shot.
Well,
Jay is also kind of like the Jordan, you know what I mean? He kind of, he's survived. He, you know, didn't get into so much beef where he got, you know,
he got cigars on ice.
Yeah, like, but he's Jay-Z, you know, big pimping, you know. There's a lot of amazing records that he came out with. So I don't feel like Drake's going to ruin his career at all.
Oh, no, that's why
yeah,
I like
so
this.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of fly.
Agreed.
You know?
Totally
it's
agree
like
with
some
that.
Peace, like, dissing right here.
So my next is a friend of mine. His name is Rush Davis. The song's called Sin Pays the Bills. I want to know what you think about it.
Sin Pays the Bills.
Time, watch you drop it fast. Sex in the rise by the shade like an hourglass. She all about the future, but she won't forget the past. She the type to make you spend it all when she hit the track.
Rush Davison pays the bills, giving you a little some lady loving.
Yeah, it's a cool vibe. I could see myself driving to that.
Very chill.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Tinashe, even though every time I want to call her Tina She. The song's called Vulnerable. It actually came out a year ago, but this Two-On song is out right now with Schoolboy Q, and it's kind of giving her the push she needs.
Cool.
I went back and listened to some of her old stuff, and this song
is
everything.
Let me hear this.
Vulnerable.
Once upon a time, I was all alone. How you like me now? Do I turn you on? Now I got you drunk, hot and vulnerable. Show me what you want, give me what you.
Wow, I love that.
It's different,
that's
right?
That's amazing.
And it's totally different than her sound now. So it's just
ooh,
interesting.
I like that, though.
All right, we're going to get you that for you, girl. Next. Now, you've been wanting to hear this. Iggy Azalea, Keisha Cole.
Please play this.
I'm coming out. So let's just play it, and then we're going to hear what she thinks about
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Come out. They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how it seems. Stepping out, dying to rise, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future.
Iggy Azalea, Keisha Cole, I'm coming out. How you feeling it?
I don't know. I don't know. And I love Iggy. Like, I really do. And Fancy is like my jam right
yes.
now. And work and put.
But don't you feel like she's rapping different in this? It kind of like, I
well,
don't know.
It feels like she's trying to imitate that sound of a dude.
Yeah. Oh, see, it gives me, what's it called? Oh my God. Oh, wait. DeBrat.
Okay. And that's similar. And that's
yeah.
similar.
That
yeah.
90s kind of feel. So people are mad at her for this. Because
well, I just feel like she doesn't need to do that. You know,
exactly.
She's so fly and like, I just like it when. Like that song,
Stick to Your
Pussy,
Own Lane.
Like
oh
I love
God.
Her flow on like that, you
yep.
know, and Murder Business. I love Iggy. I think she's really dope. I'm not really feeling this.
Yeah, people are kind of mad because they feel like she's trying to be Diddy and Mace. And she's like, well, wait, they sampled an older song. You
right.
know, I'm coming out. So people are mad at her about that. It's for that new movie with Nicki Minaj coming out. What is it? The Other Woman?
Oh, The Other Woman.
The Other Woman.
Yeah. I mean, right. Yeah, I like Iggy a lot. I'm not feeling that song. Yeah. That's just me, personally.
Moving on, Puff Daddy, Rick Ross, French Montana, Big Homie. Now, I usually am so against these kind of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I can just picture myself in the club with a bottle of champagne. Can we just play the damn track and just pretend we in Greystones?
Bitch told me I was old. I had to tell her. You could go to any hood. Bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring. Master Roley. Boy, you's a little nigga. Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie. Big homie. Big homie. Big homie, boy, use a little nigga, Gary Coleman, I be calling all the shots.
That's going to be big.
I mean, come on. That's just throwing cash, bottles, all that.
Yes.
But I mean, it ain't nothing like a dime.
No.
Miss Valley.
Yes.
Valley girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your name.
Okay.
Valley.
Valley. So my middle name is actually Valentina. So Valley was a nickname that I've had for a while.
A long time. Why mm-hmm. was that important for you as an artist to kind of let that be the forefront for your fans?
Well, I felt like it was just a simple name, you know, that, you know, sticks. It's easy. It's memorable. You can Google it without... like, what is that name? Like,
and shout out to you for getting Valley on Twitter.
Yeah, thank you. And Instagram.
There you go.
Valentina, I really liked that name. Actually, I was going to go by that, but it felt too fashion designer. Mm. It felt like it just took away from the music. And I feel like Valley is just like, what is that? You know,
well, how do you find your balance? Because you talk about that, but your fashion's sick.
Thank you. But I'm not a designer. You know what I mean? And Valentina sounds like Valentino. It sounds like, you know... I might not even be American.
You want to really establish
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm proud of my country, so.
So how do you find the balance with your look, with your sound, as far as who you want to be as an artist without mm-hmm. selling out?
Well, I'm a new artist, so I'm still discovering myself. I'm still, you know, getting in the studio as much as I can, finding, like, what fits, you know. And Dimes definitely feels good. Like, I was really happy doing this record, shooting the video. It kind of definitely all fit, you know. I love pink and black and white, and I don't know. That video captures me really well, I feel.
And working with Wiz Khalifa, I mean, what is that like to kind of, I mean, you're the first lady.
Right.
What is that? I mean, to be picked, to be chosen, to be that, is that a lot of stress for you or is that?
It's just a lot of work, honestly, because under Rostrum, I'm the first, you know, solo female artist. I have a lot to prove. One, I mean, look at the guys before me. You have Wiz, you have Mac, you know. So I have to grind and I know that. And I've seen their journeys. I've seen how much work they put into their career. So I'm ready for it.
What's been your biggest struggle?
Well, one big struggle was moving, I think, out to LA from New York and literally leaving my family and all my friends and, you know, having to sleep on a couch for a while and figure out how to drive.
Mm-hmm. But how do you keep the grind? How do you keep the push? Because, I mean, a lot of people come to LA.
Right.
And they try to make it.
Yeah.
And it's hard because you get in that time where you're kind of like, should I be doing this? Should I be pushing? Yeah. How do you push forward?
Well, I think you have to have the mentality of not trying to please others, but please yourself. I think a lot of people come out here and they're just like, I got to get in the hottest parties. I got to know the hottest people. And yeah, it's important, you know, who you know. But it's more important to develop yourself and take that time to like be happy and be the right person you want to be so that when you're in those positions, you're not like lost.
Where did you learn that?
Probably just watching and observing. I've always been really good at observing. I honestly worked with Wiz. Now I've known him for 7 years, maybe more. And even just seeing like his grind, his journey, you know, he was with another label and then he was with another label and, you know, songs that were amazing but just didn't hit until Black and Yellow. So I've seen there's like a lot of ups and downs. It's like this, you know, but he always stayed true to himself. You know, he always stayed true to what he wanted and eventually it hit. So that's what I'm going to do.
And so before we talk about upcoming music, let's take a look at this video. This is Valley featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Whoop, whoop.
I got a pocket full of dimes. Look at all I'm rocking. I be on my grind.
Look at what I'm rocking.
at what I wrote.
I be on my grind.
Look at what I'm rocking. Look at what I'm rocking.
I got a pocket full of dimes.
Pocket full of dimes, yeah, right here. Yeah. Look at all my friends, and I don't share. I've been hustling since I was 10. How I like it.
Your hair is just shitting on everything. Yeah. Like, it's everything. I just can't.
Thank you.
So, going into this, visually, what did you want for the video? Was it you that brought these concepts in? Was it you working with a team? I mean, this was new for you, so.
Yeah, no, honestly, I wanted some interesting, different visuals. I wanted, you know, pink, black, and white to be the primary colors of the video. I thought having a pink swing would just be super fly. I never seen that before.
I love the lemonade stand.
Yeah, having, because, you know, I have been hustling since I was a kid. So I was like, yeah, I need a little mini me out of lemonade stand, like selling things for 10 cents. All goes with the dimes vibe. I wanted to throw money. I wanted a dangerous animal. So got an alligator, which was really dope. And having Wiz, like, just being a boss, getting fanned by a French maid, like, it's just dope. Like,
so, working on music, we have your EP here. What is it that you want to talk to your fans about?
Well, I want my fans to definitely enjoy life, have fun, and understand, you know, that they should get respected. So I'm very much, you know, I love Party Records, Turn Up Records, but I also want my females to, like, respect themselves and be bosses. I want them to get treated right. So I have a couple new songs coming out, and one of them is about that, definitely.
Can you give us a title name?
It might not have a title yet because really? I wrote it, like, a couple weeks ago. I think it's going to be called I Ain't the One, and it's basically, like, I'm not your side chick. Like, because a lot of guys right now, they're, like, bashing women. It's mm-hmm. like, these hoes ain't loyal, like, even paranoid. Like,
the word thought is now a term everyone's using.
Right, and it's like, wait a minute. Maybe we're not loyal because you're nothing to be loyal to. Mm. So it's like, I want to make sure that the girls are sticking together too, just like the guys are, you know. And I feel like that's something that's missing right now in the industry. So hard. Like, I remember when it was like Missy, Foxy, Lil' Kim, The Brat, Eve, like, all hard. Lauryn Hill, like, how many amazing women, you know, were out? And now, how many? How many female rappers are there? You know, two?
Yeah. I mean, two that get, you know, any type of claim, really right. just one.
Right.
I mean, really, right now, Nicki Minaj is the female rapper.
Which, I mean, Grant, she's amazing. I'm like, but she's incredible. Tiresome. But, like, let's get some other ones up there, you know? Like, I would love to see more females that have, like, a powerful voice, like, stand up. Even when it comes to R&B and pop, there's just not that many, mm-hmm. you know? And guys, it's like, the list is, like, Christmas list, you yep. know? But I'm like, let's get some of these girls out, you know, that have something to say. And
well, there's been talks that there's going to be a ladies' night part two.
Interesting.
There has been talks of that. I mean, we haven't seen anything. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see Nicki being a part of it. I don't know. Like, she, but then again, she did do, what was it, My Bitch Bad remix.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't, but she was involved with that. But I mean, I totally agree with you. I think that we see men come together in hip hop. Why is it so hard, do you think, for females
to... It was never hard before. Yeah. That's why I'm like...
But and
before,
where do you think it got hard?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think maybe the guys just really took over. And they're made, like, the guy artists that are out right now are all killing it.
Mm.
You know?
And it's interesting. So, being from New York, how do you feel about this with the whole hip hop movement? I mean, New York owned hip hop at a time.
I know.
And now...
Well, it's just obviously anyone can do it now. You know, there was a point when the industry owned hip hop.
But why don't we as a generation of kids can't get into lyrics? Or it's like we need basic lyrics. Or is it just that we've been so overwashed with it? Or
yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, honestly. Because I think people now are so in the turn-up movement. Everyone's going to the club now. Do you really care what anyone's saying when you're turned up? Like, I know I don't. Actually. Like, I'm just like, I want to sing, like, the easiest thing that I could say, you know? But I think before, you know, people listened. Like, I know for me, I took the subway everywhere in New York. Mm-hmm. I had to take the subway to school, to my grandmother's house, you know? So I had headphones in, which is why even with studios, I think panning was like a big thing, like having the experience because you always had your headphones. Now being in LA is a car thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like beats, bump, bump. You know, it has nothing to do with that. So
where do you find your motivation as far as, you know, writing to music? Or is it like being on the subway, being in your car? Or
yeah, kind it of depends. Like, your spot? Like for me, I do love having a heavy beat. You know, that drives me. And then like my personal life will maybe come to play, you know, or just like a cool concept I want to say. It's like what will come
and
out.
And, you know, you say you're a new artist, you're developing your sound. It's interesting watching new artists and kind of being in studios. Everyone has their own, like, way of, you know, trying to find themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it's not hearing the beat and it's working on poetry. A lot of people, it's, you know, being in the studio with the producer while the producer's creating the beat.
I love that. That's what I like to do.
What is it about that? Because that's one of my I love watching that because it's just so organic.
I'm all about that. Just because, like, you can send beats all day, but you weren't there when that producer created that beat, so you don't know what really the vibe is. Mm-hmm. You can just say, okay, this works over that beat, but there's nothing better than getting in the studio. And I write, so for me it's like really important to the vibe just has to be right, you
what's
know?
What's one song, can you give us an example of a time in the studio where that happened for you?
Yeah, recently actually, with that song I was talking about, like my little girl power song. You know, we got in the studio and I knew I wanted a vibe, like a certain vibe. And I told the producer, like, the beat I kind of wanted, the tempo I wanted. And he started just with the 808s. And while he's doing the 808s, me and my girl, we started just writing lyrics.
And did you already know at the time that, you know, were you going through something that day where you're like, I don't fucking talk about dudes?
No, it just the way the beat was hitting us and we were like just writing lyrics. And then, you know, we started talking about Aaliyah because we were like, it had this like vibe in it. And then we started talking about, damn, like, I hate that song, These Hoes Ain't Loyal, because I'm like, I mean, it's a dope song, but I'm just like, man.
But y'all ain't loyal either.
Yeah, like, who are you talking about? Like, please. So for me, I was like, yo, I need to create a song for the girls to come back
give
with.
Give them a nice little anthem.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so Mike Drake and Jay-Z battle, let's go.
Did you finish the song within, is it something that when you're working on a project, you have to finish it that creative time?
Oh, yeah, we wrote it in, like,
sitting on it?
3 hours, and it was, like, 12 midnight. We got out at, like, 3:30 in the morning, and the song was done. We got back to the hotel, me and my girl, Silky, she's an incredible writer. We got back to our hotel room, and she wrote the bridge while I was in the shower. She was like, yo, can you give me a couple lines? And I was like, yo, try this line. She was like, that's great, and that was it. The next morning, we laid it, and the song's done.
Who are some of your inspirations growing up that kind of, you know, helped create Valley?
Vocally, I would say Beyonce. I mean, her vocals are retarded and just in a good way.
Destiny's Child, period, Beyonce's always been the standout vocalist.
Yeah.
And to see how she's progressed as a singer, too.
Wow. And live is incredible. So she was a really big influence on me. I think musically, Alicia Keys, I mean, I used to play the piano a lot. I still do. She was definitely up there. Lyrically, I listened to a lot of hip hop. And
who are some of your favorites?
Biggie, Jay-Z, Lauryn Hill. I love her. I miss what happened.
I have the CD in my car. It's like just that.
It's
one
of the best
CDs
of all time.
And it's so crazy. Yeah. Like, that was your CD.
I know.
And you are legendary.
Yes.
From this album.
Yes. I know.
It blows
crazy.
My mind every time.
I know. She's epic. Justin Timberlake, Rihanna. I love her style. She's like flawless.
Nowadays,
and Missy,
who would you
I would say. Nowadays, it's different now. I feel like I still go back on my Pandora and I listen to, you know, Missy Radio or Fabulous Missy. Radio. Like, I always listen to throwback stuff. Now I would say creatively, I really like visually Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. I just think they're really awesome with their visuals. But as far as lyrics go, I mean, it's hard to pick somebody now. Before, for me, because people don't write their own music. So it's almost like picking your favorite writer when it comes to music that's out now. No offense to artists, but it's true. You guys aren't writing music. You're just getting submissions. And when you get submissions in, that writer doesn't even get the credit that they fully deserve.
How do you feel about that?
That sucks. I mean, it makes the artist huge, but it's like...
How do you feel about that as an artist?
I mean, I get it. It makes sense. If you have an amazing song and it's submitted to you, why not? And if it fits your vibe and everything, I just miss like having artists really write, you know, being their own. This is my words. This is my soul. Instead of having someone go, oh, I think she's going through that because that's not on TMZ. All right, let me write that, you know, and she'll connect to it. It's just different.
When working with producers for you, is it something that... How do you create that bond between an artist and a producer and really kind of marry the sounds?
I think it's the session, the studio session. If you vibe with them, you just vibe. And the song can be done in like an hour, you know? And sometimes it takes longer. It doesn't mean that you guys aren't vibing. But the more you work with somebody, it's just like anything, you know? The more you feel it, you know, and you get it.
Since being out in California, what and who has given you the best advice, and what is that advice?
I'm going to have to quote my publicist right now because she said this in the lobby. She said, hold on, I want to get it right. Can I ask her?
No.
Sorry, guys.
We are live here, y'all. You can ask whatever you want to ask.
Yeah. Don't diss the caterpillar and then proceed to jock the butterfly. Yeah, she said, don't diss the caterpillar and proceed to jock the butterfly. And that was like, what? Gandhi, hello. I'm like, yes, girl. But that
so you
was
heard
really
that?
Cool.
Where did you take that mentally?
Yo, it just because we've been talking, me and like my team and just my friends in general, been talking about how this industry, like, you know, people are so hot on what's hot, you know, and they always like brush aside the new or the people that don't have a big following yet or whatever. It's like, well, what's their follower number? Or, you know, how many views? But it doesn't mean it's quality one, and it doesn't mean it's going to last, too. You know, it takes a long journey to get to that spot, you know. So I like what she said. It's kind of like, you know, you can't jack the caterpillar, you know, and be all up on the butterfly like, yo, we flying.
like, where was you when
doing?
I was crawling?
Yes. But at the same time, when that caterpillar becomes a butterfly and that butterfly is just like, I made my money. I'm going on vacation for a couple months. Bye. Then you're like, oh, who am I going to, you know?
Should have been up in that cocoon.
Yeah. Well, that sounds kind of dirty, but, you know, I guess that's, that works. But, yeah, I think I get most of my inspiration from my friends. I surround myself with really, really great people, I got to say.
Okay, I have to ask you this. Was it hard for you to find that out here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Extremely
hard. Especially being from New York. I know, girl, because I'm the same way.
In New York, I hadn't even seen some of my friends' houses. Like, people don't just say, yo, come over. Like, it's not like that. It's very, it's people a little more closed off. Mm-hmm. You know, when they let you in, it's like, fam.
Yeah.
Out here, like... Within the first week, yo, come to my house. Like, come to my studio. Oh, my God, I have the greatest photographer for you. And, like, it's just, like, fake. And it took me a while to, like, find, you know, some really genuine people, which I have, and they've stuck through everything. Because now I'm finally, you know, at a point where I'm feeling good, still growing. But, like, a couple years ago, I was, like, you know, still figuring out what's happening here.
So what would you give to advice for some girls who are... trying to get up in the business and trying to get their head. They're kind of in that place where you were 2-3 years ago. What would
you
say to them?
My best advice is try to stay professional always. It's really hard to be a female. You know, you have guys, you know, that are more successful at the moment and they'll want to work with you or they want to work you, you know. And you I think if you just stay as professional as possible, then you weed out all the phonies, you know, because... Obviously, oh, I want to take photos of you. Like, I'm really talented. Look at my work. Wow, he's great. you give him your number, and then it's like, yo, let's have dinner, let's go to drink. And you're like, what happened? I thought we were taking these amazing photos. But if you keep it as professional as possible, let them know, like, here's my email, you know, email me, let's work, or here's my manager's info. Then you're kind of staying away from those guys who really don't care to work with you.
Cherish yourself.
Yeah, like, that's my best advice, because that's longevity. You can always sleep your way. Hey, it works too, mm-hmm. you know, for some people. That's just not me. So, you know.
And that's the way it's going to be.
That's just my
Valley,
opinion.
Thank you for coming in. Before no we let you go, where can all of your fans find you, stay in contact with you? Are you big on Twitter?
I am big on Twitter.
Are you very interactive with your fans?
I love Twitter. I love Instagram.
At Valley.
At Valley. V-A-L-I.
And your website is?
Officialvalley.com.
And when can we expect that next single?
Soon, working at right now. See. I just dropped a video yesterday, though. You have to check out. It's the Dimes Acoustic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get that.
Yes.
Up on our, you guys want to check that out on our website at blackhollywoodlive.com.
Woo-hoo.
Valley, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
You.
I'm loving your hair.
Oh.
Guys, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL online on Twitter, Instagram, and hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace. Hey.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.